will begin to read, hopefully to learn, Parshas Shemois, the beginning of Chumash Shemois. The Ramban, in his preface to Shemois, defines this sefer as the sefer of Golus and Geula, the sefer of exile and redemption. He explains why also Matan Torah and Hakamas HaMishkan appear in this sefer, since they are part of the process of redemption. If in general the goal of reading and learning Parshas HaShavua is that we internalize the content, all the more so with regards to these Parshiyos that deal with Golus and Geulas Mitzrayim, we have so many mitzvahs that are dedicated to remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're commanded every day, Midoy Raisa, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim in the morning and at night. The Mishnah says in the end of Masechtas Psochim, V'chol dor v'dor, Chayov Odom, Lirois es Atzmoy, Ki'ilu Hu, Yotzo mi Mitzrayim. In every generation, every individual is obliged to consider himself as if he personally was redeemed from Mitzrayim. Or as the Rambam elaborates a bit and writes, "Bechol dor v'dor chayim odom lirois es atzmoy ki ilu hu ba'atzmoy yotzo ato mishiabud Mitzrayim," as if he just was redeemed from the oppression of Mitzrayim. Shenemar voisonu hoitzi mishom, and us he removed, took out of Mitzrayim. Val dovor ze tzivo hakodesh baruch hu batoiro vizocharto ki eved hoiso kiloimar ki ilu ato ba'atzmecha hoiso eved, as if you yourself were a slave, v'yotzoso l'cheirus v'nivdeso, and you were redeemed from slavery. In spite of the fact that this halacha appears in the context of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan, in the Sefer Charedim and in the Sefer Hatanya, they write, Bechol dor v'dor uvechol yoim v'yoim. Every day one is obliged to imagine as if he was a slave in Mitzrayim and he was now redeemed. So that internalizing the content of these parshas that deal with Golus and Geulas Mitzrayim is definitely something that should be high up there on our priority list. During most previous generations, the difficulty in being mekayim, the obligation of Bechol dor v'dor chayev odom lirois es atzmoy, was in imagining redemption. We experienced oppression. We experienced all the difficulties of Golus, persecution. We had no rights. Our lives were insecure. Imagining redemption was what was difficult. But in our generation, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our conditions improved dramatically to the point where imagining slavery becomes difficult. The challenge is to be able to relate to the experience of Golus in a time where slavery and oppression is so far remote, mentally and emotionally, from us. Now, Reb Nochum Chinoveler had a custom that from time to time he would travel to small towns and villages where lonely Jews lived all by themselves in order to give them strength and encouragement and reignite the spark of Yiddishkeit. A story is told that once he came to this tiny village where the innkeeper was one of those lonely Jews, Reb Nochum checked into the inn and began to speak to him about various aspects of Yiddishkeit, and the talk came to be about the difficulties of Golus that Klal Yisrael is experiencing, and how we hope and pray that speedily in our days Mashiach will come and bring us all back to Eretz Yisrael. But he noticed that his words are falling on deaf ears. The Jew wasn't understanding what's being meant by this. He said to Reb Nochum, "Do you mean to say that when Mashiach comes, I too will have to leave this village and go to Eretz Yisrael?" You know, he says to Reb Nochum, I have farms here, the produce is very good, I have cows, they give quality milk and in large quantities, I have horses, I have hens and I have roosters, I have so much here. Would I have to leave all this and go to Eretz Yisrael? Reb Nochum had a hard time explaining it to him, so he changed the subject. At night, at midnight, the innkeeper noticed that Reb Nochum got off his bed and sat down in a corner of the room and began to weep and cry. The innkeeper approached him and asked him, "What happened? What's wrong? Are you in pain?" So Reb Nochum told him about the Heilige Beis Hamikdash that we once had in Yerushalayim, and now it was destroyed. The Shechina that once dwelled amongst us, and now it no longer does. The Aliyah LeRegel, when Yidden from everywhere came to Yerushalayim and were there in a sense of togetherness, rejoicing before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And about the Churban, that the Goyim destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh and Yidden went into Golus. And that's why I'm crying, and every night Yidden get up at midnight and do Tikkun Chatzos and pray that soon the Mashiach will come and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. The innkeeper thought a bit and he returned to his question that he asked yesterday, and he said, "Reb Nochum, do you mean to say that when Mashiach comes, my wife and I will also need to leave this town and go to Eretz Yisrael? Do you realize that my parents and my parents' parents are buried in this town? I'm so connected to this village." Reb Nochum tried to explain to him that the Golus is so bitter and bad, there are places all over Europe where Jews are actually persecuted, there are bandits that go and pillage Jewish homes, and the police do nothing to them. Jewish blood is hefker. So therefore we pray that we go back to Eretz Yisrael and we live in peace and quiet. The innkeeper thought a bit and he said to Reb Nochum, "You know, I see that you're a holy man, you're a great tzaddik, you're a saint. I'm sure your prayers are well received by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but I'm thinking maybe You should pray that the Rabbeinu Shalom should take those cruel goyim, those bandits to Eretz Yisrael, so that we can live in peace and quiet here in my village. If that was so 200 years ago, it's surely so in our times, when, even objectively speaking, we don't actually suffer from the Oil HaGolus in its literal physical sense. So how can we make the concept of Lirois es Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Atzmoy Hoyo Eved V'nifte Mishom? How can we give that relevance? How can we make that part of our life? The Arizal says that in Golus Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golus. Literally, talk was exiled. Obviously, like most Kabbalistic or all Kabbalistic concepts and ideas, this too is far removed from our comprehension. However, maybe we can explain it a bit on our level. Now let me preface, you know, at Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says in Parshas B'Shalach, Daber el B'nei Yisroel, V'yoshuvu V'yachanu lifnei pi hachirois, Bein Migdol u'bein hayam. Says Rashi, pi hachirois, hu pisoin. Pi hachirois actually had a different name. It's pisoin. V'achshov nikro pi hachirois. Now it's referred to in the Torah as pi hachirois. Al shem Shenasu Shom B'nei Chorin. Because over there we became B'nei Chorin, Chirois. But why P? Why the mouth of Chirois? Says Rashi, V'heim Shnei Sloim G'doylim G'voyim Zkufim. They were two big, tall rocks. V'hagai Shebeinehem, the valley that was formed between these two tall rocks, Korui Pi Hasloim. There was a formation of a mouth between these two tall rocks. So, you know, if Golus Mitzrayim was the Golus of Dibur, how appropriate is it that at the moment of Geula, we stand at Pi Hachiros, the mouth of redemption, because it's the mouth that's redeemed. Last week we saw in Rashi that the essence of Golus is Nistama Einehem Velibam Shel Yisroel. The Tzoros of Shiabud bring us to a situation where our eyes don't see beyond and our hearts don't feel beyond. We become locked up within ourselves. Dibur. What is dibur? What is talk? Real talk is heart-to-heart talk. When the eyes and hearts are locked, there's no real talk. There's no communication. Every individual feels only himself. And therefore, in Golus Mitzrayim, as Nistamu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael, the Dibur was in Golus. Talk was exiled. Only when Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echo, Vayar B'Siv Loisam, Nosan Eino V'Liboi Li Yois Meitzar Aleihem, he saw the suffering of others, he felt what is bothering them, that opened the door to redemption. And therefore, at the moment of redemption, we stand at Pi Hachirois, the mouth of Cherus, because the essence of Geula is freedom of speech. We were freed of ourselves. We were freed from our preoccupation with I, me, and myself. We now can already talk, real talk, heart-to-heart talk. Now, just like Zoras HaShiabud, brings to Nistemu Einehem Belibom Shel Yisrael, so also sometimes affluence, having all and everything, the total lack of neediness can bring people to become locked up within their own selves, to lose sight of others. So as far as the essence of Golus, Golus HaNefesh, there really isn't much of a difference between the Nistabu Einehem Belibom that comes as a result of Tzores HaShibud, or the Nistemu Einehem Belibom that comes as a result of affluence. And that is the Golus that we experience today. Everyone has his own cows, his own hens and his own roosters, his own horses, and all the sources, all other sources for good life. How much do we look out? How much do we look beyond? Do we see and hear others? And I'm not talking just about problems on the other end of the globe, but do we hear and see our friends, our spouses, our children? Or chas v'sholem, is it nistemu einehem v'libom shel Yisrael? The human spirit strives to be connected with something larger than life, because it is larger than the particular life it lives within the shell of self. Reaching beyond the narrow constraints of self is the essence of Geulat HaNefesh. Geulat HaGuf, the physical redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, is something that we hope for and we pray for. But Geulat HaNefesh, the redemption of the spirit, is a task and a mission. That's our task, our mission. Vayetze, vayigdal Moshe, vayetze el echa vayar b'sivloisom. And that will open the door to the ultimate redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.